You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome on the phone this afternoon Brenda Jayaz. Her play Walking on Cotton is going to be performed Monday evening at 7:30 on the stage of the Clemens Fine Arts Center in Paducah. Brenda, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I guess first I'd like to know what your inspiration for Walking on Cotton was, and without giving away too many spoilers, roughly what it's about.
I was inspired because over 20 years I worked for battered women and children in Northern Illinois, and I was very much impacted by the work that I was doing, and I wanted to tell some of the women's stories because it was such a traumatic and prevailing thing to see so many women and children that would be affected because of the hurt and pain they suffered and the not being able to climb that ladder of safety on their own. And so I thought I'd just do that because I saw it as a social issue. It wasn't just an issue that was in my immediate community, but it affected all communities because I had an opportunity to work with women and children from all walks of life, from all colors and all cultures. And it was just something that stayed with me for a long time. So after I retired, and before I retired, actually, I started writing it along with my girlfriend. And finally, it just became this big thing, and she was a singer. And so I decided to make it make it smaller so it could be done in an intimate setting if I ever had the opportunity. And the Clemens Arts Center has given me that opportunity.
How did you first come into contact with the Clemens Arts Center? How did they learn about your work and decide they wanted to feature it?
My son has a degree in, he was an electrician, and as part of his study over there, he was building stages, and he had also been a part of the productions that I had done in Minnesota, and my acting and directing and teaching in Minnesota. He was a part of that. And so he just happened to mention to Todd Birdsong that his mother had written this play, and Todd asked to see it. And when he saw it, after about a year and a half later, he asked me, did I still have that? And I said, yeah. And he asked me, would I be interested in doing it? And I said, absolutely. I had never had the opportunity to do that.
Can you tell me, is this a pretty intimate setting? Is the audience going to be on stage with the performers?
Yes, it is. It's sort of, it's going to be almost like environmental theater. The audience is. It's an intimate setting. There's only eight characters in the play, but it's only four actors that is doing the play, and they're each taking on two characters. And they're just telling their story, stories about the domestic violence that they endured in their relationships.
What is it about the arts that allow us to really expose an issue to a greater audience? I mean, if you said you were going to have a presentation on domestic violence and there'd be questions afterward, you're probably not going to attract as big of an audience as you will for your play Walking on Cotton. Why is that?
I think it's the close proximity of space. And just by osmosis, people are going to feel, you know, the impact that domestic violence has had on any one person that is doing the parts that I have written. And I think it's just being in that space and looking and hearing these voices that are talking about what the experience was like. And what happens is it becomes very relatable because it could be just a common everyday thing, a common everyday conversation. They may see some of these actions in a friend, a relative, or someone who's denying that their relationship is verbal or psychological or physical, that it is hurtful to them and it's impacting their children. And so I think it's just the space itself that brings you and the voices that you hear, and it's going to resonate with you in some way.
Domestic violence is called a silent epidemic. Why do you think so many people who are affected by domestic violence don't seek help, don't tell people about it?
Shame. Shame. Fear. Because one of the things that I learned, because I worked in domestic violence for over 20 years, And one of the things that I learned that the women are too afraid to say anything to anyone because they've been threatened and have been beaten down so much, either psychologically, verbally, or physically, that they are too afraid to leave and they are too afraid to stay in the relationship. And so they have this thing that's going on inside of them all the time. And then a lot of times children are involved, and they don't think that children are affected, with which they are very much affected by DV. But they don't think that their children are being affected. And a lot of times when women leave, they leave because they began to see the impact on their lives, on their children. And they love their children. But it's very hard to leave a domestic violence relationship and leave it safely. It's very, very hard. And I've seen it so many times. I've been a part of women's lives who have, their children have been killed. They have been killed. And it's just a very fearful thing. Going to court with them and seeing the abuser and how he can manipulate. And it's just a very fearful thing. It's very fearful. They're always trying to save their lives in some way.
What do you hope audiences take away from Walking on Cotton after the performance on Monday?
I'm hoping that they, if they see it, that they're not trying to blame or shame, but they're trying to let the woman know that I am here to support you when you're ready, whatever you're doing. I want people to know that there are shelters out there, and there is one at Merriman House here in Paducah, Kentucky. That you can go to for safety. There's a hotline that you can call and just talk to them, because that gives a woman courage. Just talk about what's going on with you, and she don't have to keep it all inside, because a lot of times victims are isolated, and they lose contact with family and good friends when they're in abusive relationships. And let them know that you can call a hotline and talk to somebody about what's going on with you, and they'll give them things that they can do to safely leave or to keep themselves safe while they're in the relationship, and offer counseling to them. I'm hoping that they know that there is somewhere that I can go and be supported and not be blamed or shamed for what is happening to me and where I am and in my life with my husband or my significant.
Well, Brenda, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me this afternoon.
You are very welcome. I am a part of this company called Theater on the Verge, and one of the things that we want to do is always have an impact on a community in some way by creating social issues. And Theater on the Verge is willing to take this anywhere for anyone who's interested in having something like this. It doesn't take very long, it's not costly, and yet it is a huge benefit to the community.
And how can people get in touch if they want to bring this to someplace in their community?
Well, I actually have a website yet, but I do have an email address that people can write us and let us know, or maybe contact Todd at the Kentucky College and let him know, and we would be able to give them Verge Entertainment Group or VergeEntGroup@gmail.com, and they can contact us, and we'll be happy to talk to them about it.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. That's Brenda Jayaz. Her play, Walking on Cotton, will be performed free to the public Monday evening at 7:30 on the stage of the Clemens Fine Arts Center Theater.